Damn, my bad. You hear me? That's why you here. I said my face looks terrible because I just ate a whole bag of sour octopuses. And maybe I shouldn't have ate the whole bag. That's funny. Glad you're here. I got it. You hear me now? Bust cup shots for Big Papa. Are we good? I'm pretty sure I said something like that. I was like, fucking hilarious. But anyway, what's going on, beautiful people? Welcome back to the Kasabian Lavo Show. It's a bad bitch birthday week. You know what I mean? Yeah, I'll be 37 this week. It's interesting. Getting older. It's gotten fun. It's not bad. Hello? Can you quiet? My son is with me. He wanted to be here today. Which is, I don't even care. Just chill, all right? You good? Yeah. Bet. All right. So, we got a couple things to get into. We're going to cover all that. We'll start the show. We will jump into these topics and do... No, not beats. My son wants to play just beats because every time I'm in the studio now, I'm listening to beats because I'm working on some music. Let's get the show started. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's a beautiful Monday evening, and we're about to go crazy.
Don't do that. Is it a pop? That's a little bit. That's just not good. You
know what I mean? Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
I do it on my lonely. When you on top, 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 it get lonely. Yeah. I do it on my lonely. When you on top,
top, top,
it get lonely.
Hey, hey.
It's on me.
I got a plan.
It's on me. I got a plan.
It's on me.
A few moments later.
Feeling like Tupac. Why? It's all eyes on me. It's on me. I got a plan. It's on me. I got a fence. It's on me. I got my gun. It's on me. I got my cash. It's on me. I got my Jesus piece on. I'm feeling like Tupac. Why? It's all eyes on me. I hit shorty in the whip. She yelling, Thug Life. That's the shit that I like. I can fast that night. Life short, we gon' live it up.
Yep.
And that's for sure, we ain't never get
it's Kasabian. Kasabian Live 01.
That's a song.
Nope, that's people laughing. That's a beep. Stop. Stop. That's people clapping. That's that weird song. Gunshot. Gunshot.
A few moments later.
SpongeBob. A few moments later. Yeah. All right. Chill out. Go sit down. I got to do the show. Thank you, son. What's going on, y'all? That's what happens when you work these late nights and, you know, you out here in these streets. Nah, I ain't in these streets. My son wanted to come to the studio. So I said, come on. Let's go. We got a couple topics to cover today. ChatGPT writes the intro. We do the show. Let's just get right into it. Welcome to the Kasabian Lavo Show, where we dive into the latest buzz across the entertainment spectrum. In today's episode, we've got the lowdown on Kodak Black's recent run-in with the law over cocaine possessions. Cardi B and Offset are making headlines once again. Charleston White had an unexpected encounter this weekend. Now listen, that shit was funny as fuck. I couldn't believe what I was watching. I thought it was fake. We'll get into it. And the clash between Travis Scott and John McEnroy, classic, the Lojudo. Stay tuned as we unravel the latest scoop on 18 brands that are distancing themselves from Diddy. Smile Direct Club is leaving everyone out to dry. That's real. Mexico's stance on vaping. They're basically going to just cancel the whole She's Naive. And the buzz around the Twitter spaces last night, if you live under a rock and you don't know, last night was the grand welcoming of the one and only fucking, what the hell, what was his name? I forgot his fucking name. I don't know, his name ain't John. It's stupid ass. Why do I forget this man's name? Alex Jones. Nah, we'll talk about Alex Jones and all the stuff he's getting into. Trust me, it's going to be an interesting show, I promise. Kodak Black getting arrested for possession of cocaine is beyond me. I don't know if it was like, you can't say it's lapse in judgment anymore. You have to really think that it's almost a sabotage. Like, is that what you want? Are you trying to sabotage yourself? Is it in possession because it's in the van, or was it in possession like in his pocket? Because that's another thing. Like, I hate when we always get these weird stories where we have to look at what's going on and piece it together from headlines, honestly. No. Stop. What are you doing? Don't do that. No. I'm in the middle of telling a story. You gotta stop. Thanks. Kodak Black is wilding. Cut it out, Kodak. What else is going on? Cardi and Offset. Do you really think it does make sense? Cardi and... Yo, my boy, we're recording. You gotta, like, not let nobody hear you cough. Cardi and Offset make it official, I think. I really don't know what's going on. Blueface was tweeting. How the fuck is Blueface so intertwined in, like, pop culture? Beyond me. But Cardi B seemingly on her IG took over fucking Twitter today. It's all they were talking about. It was her on IG basically confirming that her and Offset have split up. I really hope they fix things. You know me. I'm a family man. I'm not with all the breaking ups. Shit's crazy out here, man. Go get your queen back, Offset. Fix that. And I really hope you wasn't fucking on Krishan's toothless ass. You just don't need to deal with that type of shit. Now, over the weekend, again, it was just an interesting internet weekend. Like, I woke up to some weird news. Charleston White got beat up on stage. Now, and it wasn't like he got beat up. It looked like there was a good, solid, just bow, right hook. Well, it was a right overhand because he was falling. So it came off like a hook. But as he was going down, boy went down with him and threw the overhand and cracked him. But Charleston White was doing some type of stand-up that he does. And Charleston White was arguing with someone in the crowd, as you would expect Charleston White to do during a show. Charleston White not only sat there and ridiculed the man, but he pulled out a stack of money. As you can imagine, Charleston White is sitting there counting money, telling the man that he already made his back end.
Yes, sir.
Excuse me, my asthma. They can't see you. They see you a little bit, but your hair looks a mess. Excuse me. Can I finish? You're fine, but I mean, I'm just trying to knock this out. I love you. Okay, that's the studio. That's different. I'm not doing this. Thank you. Please. Just chill. I'm not even... I'm 2 minutes in. Give me a minute. Charleston White keeps one of those billy clubs on him. Like a legit billy club that when you go... You just flap it and it goes... As he's counting money, the man, as slow as he possibly could, jumped on stage. Charleston White busts him on the head probably two or three times and then grabs a chair and hits another guy as another guy flanks him and catches him over the head. Now, it looked like he didn't do too much damage. Charleston White's been all over the internet. The face is like maybe he took a punch or two. Again, he could eat a punch. I don't think the dude's a sissy. He's not a sissy. It was definitely an interesting weekend. Like, just to be honest, watching Charleston White on stage count money is like, yo, bro. Isn't that all the type of shit you against? Can somebody help me make that make sense? That one doesn't really add up to me. And then another wild weekend event, I got to watch Travis Scott on a Zoom meeting argue with John McEnroy. So John McEnroy has a tennis shoe, and they're collabing with the Cactus Jack, which is the Travis Scott brand. And McEnroy wants his name on the shoe. So he said, let's make it a Cactus Mac. And Travis said, nah, that shit sound like it's just, it ain't it. And I agree. It sounds weird. But what would you name a sneaker with Cactus Jack and John McEnroy when Mac and his team has been the shoe? What would, I mean, the internet is ginormous. We have so many genius people out there. Somebody help me out. What would you name the fucking Travis Scott John McEnroy sneaker, the collab sneaker that we've been waiting for? Okay, this is the one. we've been waiting for. I'm serious. This is the one. All right. Dom DeMarco. Marco.
What happened? What came? Oh,
okay. Thank you. My son is, he's hauling me down today. Let's get into these topics. Now, again, as interesting as the weekend was, things keep getting worse for Diddy. First stories out of USA Today. Several companies are reportedly cutting ties with Sean Diddy Combs following the string of sexual abuse allegations brought against the music mogul. 18 companies have terminated. My asthma's been killing me all day. And I'm tired of taking my inhaler because it makes me jittery and gross. Today's show's a little impromptu. I apologize. But we're going to get through it. 18 companies have terminated their partnership with Combs' e-commerce platform, Empower Global, according to the report. First off, there's a lot of businesses that work with Puff. And it's hard to think that Puff is going to make it out of this. And I'm not talking about alive or dead or things like that. Financially, this is going to be the biggest hardship he's ever been dealt. Just sheer numbers. People are cutting their ties. I was going to go through, honestly, through all the companies that are severing their ties and how many companies have left. It's way more than 20. It's just a big, big number. And I don't see it stopping anytime soon. That Macy's Sean John, that breakup sucked. I got Sean John shit I can't wear no more. And I feel like an asshole because it's nice. And now I got hiccups. It's nice, Sean John. But I guess, you know, you just can't wear Sean John shit now. Now, listen. I don't see too many people talking about all the other lawsuits. And you okay? I don't see too many people talking about the other lawsuits, and I'm not really sure what's going on with all those lawsuits. So many came out so fast, and there's so many more that people haven't covered and haven't talked about that I'm sure there's a slew of those on the way. I didn't even want to cover any of them. I just don't. It's not for me. I'm not really sure what's going on. I hate that there's any victims involved in things of this nature. I have daughters. I don't ever want this shit to happen to any of them. So please, don't victim shame in any of these situations or any of these instances. When it comes to somebody like Puff, yeah, he is a very powerful person, but it's an example of what happens when a powerful person has too much power. I'm just saying as a person from the outside looking in. But I really do hope that all the victims get some type of closure and something. Bro, Sean John makes beautiful turtleneck sweaters and like really nice cashmere things, dog. What's wrong with you? I'm not dirty. It was like a 400. Well, no, that's a lie. Okay, I've been wearing a lot of Coach lately, but I don't want to wear it on the show because I feel like that's going to make me look like an asshole. Just being honest. Like, I'm actually waiting on a Coach order now. They're supposed to be dropped off at the door. And, okay, listen, so I might be crazy, but y'all got to hear me out. Designer clothes has become feasible just because what we would consider discount clothing is expensive as fuck. And I find myself wearing a lot of Coach. I like the brand. I like the Coach without the C's all over it. I'm not really a fan of the loud C's, but they're not that loud either. I don't know. It's a very nice brand. I appreciate them. And they're really nice to you when you go shopping there. Macy's wasn't that nice, just being honest. Like, Macy's was acting like straight assholes. Like, I walked in with a Coach beanie on, looking at Coach beanies, and the lady was like, oh, you like that? I'm like, same one, you doof. Anyway, why are we talking about me? Shut up, bro. I like Sean John. Leave me alone. All right, next story is near and dear to my heart, and I'll tell you why. Because my smile. Now, many years ago, I entered real estate, and I was looking for sponsors however I could because that's just how I do things, and I got this deal for a smile. Why would I say no to a smile? Who doesn't want to say no to a smile? So I start my Smile Direct Club smile, get my teeth fixed, and it worked. I had a beautiful smile. Actually, when I started this show, my teeth were all straight, and if I had a different type of producer that gave a fuck, they would put a clip up from when we first started, and I had that beautiful smile. Now, I didn't fix my chip. I just don't want to fix it. I don't know. Leave me alone. I've had plenty of opportunities. Haven't done it. But my smile was better. Guess what? Your teeth keep moving forever and ever and ever. They don't stop. It's an amazing process with the fucking teeth in your mouth. They'll keep moving. So there's really no selling how straight your teeth may be one day and how straight they won't be. I started the show with perfectly, not perfectly, but much straighter. Excuse me, much straighter teeth. And now I find myself in a predicament where I need the process done all over again. And I'm almost 100% sure the process caused many cavities and a lot of the dealings that I had to deal with recently with my fixing. God damn, I'm tired of shit. Yeah, remember I spent like $8,000 on 2 back teeth? I was so fucking mad that we had so much money to spend on back teeth. You know how much? God damn it, dude. Porcelain teeth. Yo, everybody, please brush your teeth. The doctor told me I got soft teeth. I don't even know what that means. Please brush, floss, take care of your teeth. This shit's expensive for no reason. And then honestly, it's just, damn, bro, there's no fucking wiggle room, right? Like you go in like, yeah, I want a deep cleaning because you just want to stay good. And they do like the little shots in there. They do mad shit. And all of a sudden it's like $6,000 and you just feel like nothing. Oh my God, I don't even want to talk about it. Why do we keep doing this with me? My insurance, as good as I work for the insurance company, I'm corporate, y'all. Corporate daytime, corporate insurance. Why the fuck don't I got better dental coverage? Anyway, I'm sorry. The next story is this damn Smile Direct bankruptcy. They've closed their locations. Daily Mail, online dentistry treatment, Smile Direct Club, which is bullshit. Smile Direct Club has shut down just 3 months after filing bankruptcy. My asthma. Now, a couple months ago, we covered when they went BK. The BK was supposed to be for them to clean up their losses and to fix their, well, I guess they were going to rearrange how they made money. All I saw was like price increase, same product, refusing things here and there, but same old shit with a little bigger price tag on it. It didn't work. It really went belly up really, really fast. The worst part of this whole story that really fucked me up was all the fine print. Everybody's going through it. If you owe, they want you to continue to pay. If you haven't received your trays, you're not gonna. They're not sending anybody anything. So if you haven't gotten yours, tough. If you're halfway through treatment and something's wrong and you need to get new trays or make an adjustment, you can't. It used to be known for a lifetime treatment. No, it ain't anymore. It literally says, nah, we stopped doing that, B. Smile Direct Club has literally told everyone to fuck off as nicely as they can. They said you got to go find a dentist. Go find your own dentist. Little did I know, you're supposed to go do the dental cleaning, fixing of all the cavities and all that shit first and slowly move your teeth. That Smile Direct shit moved my teeth in like 4.5 months. Boy, fucking lickety split. Made my shit look nice. I used to bite food and be like, oh, look at that with my little chip. Huh. Yeah, can you go get the inhaler for me? Thanks, man. You're awesome. I got to keep him busy. He's going to slam the door. It's a pivot door. Good job. He didn't slam it. That's my son. Dude, he just wants to play beats, okay? Let him be. My asthma is whipping my ass. The idea that Smile Direct would want you to continue making payments to a company that's closed, where there's no locations where you can pull up, where you're not going to receive your product, where they're not even telling you that they have got customer service base anymore. They're basically saying goodbye. I mean, a lifetime warranty that just basically disappeared. Am I allowed to use my inhaler on the thing? I don't even know if I'm allowed to do that. Okay, thank you. I think that's like HIPAA. I'm sorry y'all had to see that. My asthma is really whooping my ass. Now, my son's asthma is whooping his ass too. That's where it starts to get HIPAA. No, it's his too. It's a bit long story. Anyway, we have the same name. It's a thing. Smile Direct Club, honestly, is a disappointment. I can't believe what they've gotten away with. Their bankruptcy is pretty shit too. For all the people that are not getting treatment, go see a doctor and make sure that you have some type of coverage. As good as my coverage is, I do not have ortho coverage. So double check and see if there's a plan that gives you coverage for ortho, or if there's something that you can purchase that can help you with that coverage, because it's definitely necessary. The next story is out of Mexico. This next story is pretty awesome because I didn't realize that this was a thing. Mexico has a huge no tolerance on tobacco products. News to me. Sorry, I did not know that. This story's out of Reuters. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador. I'm sorry if I said it wrong. Obrador. That's a dope last name. Plans to present a law banning e-cigarettes and vapes before he leaves the office in 2024. He said on Monday after the Supreme Court overruled. Wow, they already overruled this once. His previous attempt to outlaw the sale. You see, this is what makes it interesting to me. They try to stop selling them, and then they just want to ban them all together. It's like what they did here, but we banned them. I just don't see. I don't know. Why is he doing this shit while he leaves? What's the point? Is it meaningful for him to leave the law in the air and then just dip, or like present it and then dip? I'm not sure. The man said in a statement, it's proven that they're bad for your health. And duh. The fact that the president just simply said they're just bad for your health. That's it. That was his fight. I'm with him. Fuck it. Mexico has one of the world's strictest anti-tobacco laws. There you go. After passing a bill for a total. See there, my coughing. I don't smoke cigarettes. Mexico has one of the strictest, that's disgusting, anti-tobacco laws, and after passing a bill for a total ban on smoking in public places, including the street, in January. Good for them. Mexico has already banned the import of e-cigarettes. So they're going to get rid of them one way or another. Here in Vegas, you can't smoke in public anymore. There's very, very few places where you can smoke, and you can do pretty much anything in Vegas. You can't even smoke weed in certain places, but certain places really don't give a fuck. You'd be surprised. I gotta stop saying, that's the problem when I have brain fart. Like, I need to get myself some type of tea or something that'll stimulate my mind at this time. I am in a corporate job. I work in health insurance, and it's a busy time of year for health insurance. The company grows dramatically around this time of year, and it's fun. I've never been in an industry that has this type of growth during the holidays. Like, this is like weird to me. Like, name any other industry that grows exponentially every year due to people's age. And I mean, I don't know any industry that stays open through the holidays and blooms. This is the wildest thing I've ever experienced, but it's awesome. But I'm exhausted from the shit, and it's been definitely whooped my ass. That's why we've only been doing one show, and we're experimenting with things, trying to figure out how we're going to bring the other two episodes back, but I am working on that. I even got my son with me to help out. And the fucking that's why I need some, like, fucking, like, tea. I swear to God, what's that shit Joe Rogan drinks, bro? I need that Joe Rogan shit. That'll wake me up. Some chaga or something. Lion's mane, bro. I just need something. I don't want to drink rock stars all night. Like, there's no point in me pumping rock stars right now and then trying to fucking lay down and, like, have the jitters and shit and be all brain fried. What? You heard that? My son said, the more you drink rock stars, the more you can't go to sleep. That boy's a goddamn genius. I love this kid. I love him. All right, y'all. So, excuse me. Twitter Spaces last night was all a kerfuffle. If I ever thought that I could put together, like, the mastermind room of people that shouldn't be around each other, that shit happened. Like, the legion of white dudes that shouldn't be kicking it all kicked it, got along, and, like, liked each other a lot. So last night, Elon Musk basically presented Alex Jones back on X. Now, it wasn't just the average, hey, here he is. No, they went on Twitter Spaces. Let me take back the comment of saying the white dudes, because Vivek is definitely not a white dude. But he's a bro. Like, Vivek's a bro. Like, that, he gets my dap. I'm not going to vote for you because I'm voting for Trump. Duh. But you for sure got me on the next one, dog. 2028. Holla at your boy, dog. Run it again. I got you. I fuck with him. But Elon Musk introducing Alex Jones to an audience of, like, fucking gajillions. First off, there's so many fucking people. But the fact that Tate was there, Andrew Tate, the fact that Vivek was there, I don't know his full name. Some other fucking guy was there that was really important, too, that was talking. But every time he spoke, everybody was like, yeah, shut the fuck up. So I don't know who he was. But apparently he was big shit. He was like, oh, he's somebody. But Elon did what Elon does, and that motherfucker makes waves. He believes in freedom of speech, and this story is one of freedom of speech, and it may be one that we're going to look back on and really... I don't know how the Alex Jones story goes, dude. This guy, as I was growing up, was a conspiracy theorist, and now every conspiracy that he said came true. Stories out of ICE. Alex Jones says he's sorry again for spreading lies about the 2012 mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School that left 20 young children dead. Excuse me. The event was Jones' first big public. Is that what this was? That was his first big public hoorah. Wasn't he running around doing like the whole mic in people's faces in Congress for years before that? Okay. That's wild. You good? Awesome. This was Jones' first big public hoorah since Musk reinstated his account on X, ending his 5-year permanent suspension from the platform formerly known as Twitter. Musk's decision to bring back Jones came. This was interesting how this happened. It came after the InfoWars co-host had a cozy sit down with and a 90-minute interview with former Fox TV host, Fox News TV host Tucker Carlson, which was shared on X last week and has since racked up 16 million views. 16 million views. Hey, Alex said, if you're such a free speech guy, bring me back. And he did. It worked. They looked into what really happened, and they determined that the reason why he had that third strike was due to him insulting a journalist. Weird. Like I said, one of the guys that was on the panel or that spoke last night just seemed to really have it out for why or how. A couple of people that were against the freedom of speech and let people say whatever they want to say class. He just came in there and was like, well, what did he really do? And how come he did that? And didn't they say he did this? Like, it was weird. I don't know who that guy was, but that was wild. Andrew Tate came in there, did his Andrew Tate thing. Elon and him kind of sounded like weird. Alex and him kind of fucking had a bromance. Apparently they've known each other for mad long. Okay. Wild, bro. The whole shit was wild. And it was very surreal. And I'm sure that shit's at like 60 or 70 or 80 million. This where you be. First off, I caught it on YouTube this morning. I didn't go in there. Bro. Since Joe cussed out everybody in Spaces, I'm not going back. I felt the same way, bro. Joe was not wrong for how he felt about old girl or old boy. The more you drink water, the more you go to sleep. Good job, bud. High five. It's good for you, bitches. 75% water. Did you know that? Boom. I wake up in the morning and I drink water first because I'm mostly water. Bingo, juice and water at the same time. It's like a combination. Yeah, I know. But that's the thing, though. Because he felt that way, I feel that way, too. Hey, bro, for real, listen, I got to get it off my chest. Ever since I read that shit about Maul being, or Ish being like Maul, I can't unsee it. It's really fucking me up. Am I a part of the JBP verse universe? Am I a branch of that universe? Does my universe fall into his? Is that the universe I'm a part of? I'm asking because now I need to know. I figure Pod Wars is going to come back pretty heavy in January. I need to know where I'm at. Nah, yo, hold up. I ain't a fan like that. I said, is my podcast a part of that universe? That doesn't make me a fan, dickhead. I'm saying, am I in that universe? You know what I'm saying, fam. I don't talk shit about him. I'm not like that dude, Danny, and the other boy. Like, I ain't gonna be like, oh, fuck them old motherfuckers up there. Oh, they plotting on each other. I fuck with them all. Sign me. Anyway, that is the show. My name is Xavier. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Okay. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Live-O loves you. My boy. He said bust a couple shots. All right, y'all. Wait, I'm ghetto. Bro, am I that ghetto, though, that I couldn't be a part of the JBP universe? I think that's the universe. I'm not a part of the Joe Rogan universe. I'm more JBP than Rogan, and I'm for sure not flagrant. Nah, dog. We're going to talk about this on a later date. My name's Kasabian. Live in the moment. Don't live in the past. Be safe. Stay dangerous. Lavo loves you.